Willkommen bei BA Texter, eine Marke der BA Text. In einer Welt, die gerade auch bei uns tollerweise längst sehr digital ist, ist eines dennoch besonders wichtig: Reden. Denn Reden hilft. Und weil wir Teil der globalen B Corp-Bewegung sind, sprechen wir zum Beispiel gern über Nachhaltigkeit, auch in unserer Branche und ihre Effekte. Wir sprechen über Female Entrepreneurship und immer wieder über innovative Ansätze in allen Bereichen unseres Jobs. Und zwar mit euch, mit lauter einflussreichen Köpfen der Branche. Unsere Geschäftsführerinnen Arne, Nele und Uli freuen sich darauf, mit euch gemeinsam tief in die Themen einzutauchen, die unser Jetzt bewegen, die Zukunft prägen und entdecken, wie nachhaltiges Wirtschaften, Frauen in Führungspositionen und bahnbrechende Ideen die Welt verändern. Lehnt euch zurück und lasst euch anzünden von den Geschichten und Einsichten unserer Gäste auf dem Weg in eine bessere Zukunft. Sein Name ist Programm. Andrew ist Executive Director von B-Lab Germany. Er ist ein ultimativer Entrepreneur. Sein Ding sind Startups, öffentlich-private Organisationen, Medien, Marketing, Kommunikation, E-Commerce-Kreislaufwirtschaft und vor allen Dingen Klimawandel-Innovation. Der Unternehmer mit echtem Gewissen. Er will verändern, das Leben der Menschen hier in Deutschland nachhaltig beeinflussen. Und zwar will er unsere Wirtschaft in etwas Sinnvolles verwandeln. Im Zuge dessen ist er ein Antreiber der B-Corp-Bewegung, die er mit Uli in dieser Folge vorstellt. Beide erklären die Struktur und den Zertifizierungsprozess und sprechen darüber, wie B-Corps als For-Profit-Unternehmen Impact messen und kreieren. Was sind die Vorteile von B-Corps? Und sind B-Corps bessere Unternehmen als andere? Und welchen Purpose Steuerberatungsgesellschaften eigentlich haben können? Und dann bewundert er die Ernsthaftigkeit der Deutschen. Warum?
Hello, I'm Uli Bretting from BA Tex. We are a new member of the B Corp family and having a first session of our podcast. And I'm very pleased to have Andrew Green from B Lab Germany here. Andrew, welcome.
Thank you, Uli. And congratulations. You're freshly baked B Corp as of last week.
Thank you. It was 18 months. It took us 18 months and we kind of got nervous and just before that event. But we are very happy to finally become part of the family.
And we're very happy to have you on board. And 18 months is a long journey, but I think anything that is meaningful and requires change does take time. And you don't get the beach body overnight. So you need to work on it for a while. And I think that's the same thing about becoming a B Corp. It shouldn't be an easy thing that you can buy or do very quickly. It takes a bit of time to go through. So well done that you and your team went through it, stuck with it, and achieved the goal at the end.
Thank you. That's actually why we chose that certification, because a lot of that, what B Corp stands for, is what we believe in. And we didn't want to have an easy greenwashing like certification. So that's why we chose B Corp. But as you are from B Lab, tell us what B Corp is and means.
Yeah, sure. First, the distinction is B Lab and B Corp. So B Lab is the nonprofit organization that stands behind and does the certification of B Corps. It was founded in the US about 17 years ago, and it operates all around the world. I think we're in 57 different, we have B Corps in 57 different countries. We're broken up into global partners, and B Lab Europe is one of those global partners, the same as the UK or B Lab Africa. And then beneath those global partners, we have what are called country partners, of which Germany is one of them. And in Europe, we have, I think, 9 or 10 country partners. So that is B-Lab. We're the organization that does the certification. We do many other things around that because we have an overall goal of changing our global economic system to be fair and to benefit all people on the planet. So certification is one of the ways that we try to achieve that. And then with B-Corps, and that's what the certification is with B-Corps, B Corps are for-profit companies. Important to say this. This is not just for nonprofits or charities or projects. B Corps are companies that are for-profit that go through a rigorous certification process to evaluate them on their impacts. And what I mean by impacts, at the moment, we classify these impacts in sort of 5 areas. And to step out of buzzwords, I like to put it in a way that maybe the Omar can understand if she's listening. The measurement that a B Corp goes through is aimed to sort of tell the public, but also tell the company themselves and anyone that wants to look at this company, how good this company, like BA Tax, is for its employees. So how good you are for your employees and how you treat them, how good you are for your customers, how good you are for the environment. And by environment, I mean like a traditional sense of Umwelt or environmental protection. And another one, how good you are for the environment as in the community in which you operate. Very relevant, especially for manufacturers of goods or those with long supply chains. And lastly, a really important one in the accounting branch is transparency. How transparent you are as an organization. And that comes in with your governance structure as well. So companies, B Corps, are evaluated across these standards. They collect points by going through many questions, providing data, and then having two levels of external verification. And then a company, if they change their articles of association to embed stakeholder governance, which means basically taking on the perspective of more than just the company when you're taking decisions, then you can become a B Corp. You can't buy becoming a B Corp. Yes, there is an annual fee, but you cannot buy it. And so a B Corp is really a company that is going far beyond traditional standards of ESG and really holding itself to some of the highest standards for social and environmental standards in the world.
Yeah, and that's the amazing thing about B Corps from my perspective, though. Do you think B Corps are better businesses than others?
I don't think I can say any business is a better business than others. That's up to whoever else to judge. What I can say is that B Corps, by doing this measurement, they understand the impact in certain sectors. And when you're a B Corp, you measure yourself against 8,000 companies in the world presently. It was 7,000 companies about a month ago. So it's growing very quickly. And then you can see how you measure up against them in certain areas. How good are you for your employees versus another? And all this information is public, so others can then judge you on how your company stacks up against other B Corps. But to say a B Corp is better than a company that hasn't done a B Corp certification, it's hard to say because you don't have a fair judge. But I think that's up for the public and customers to judge upon, which very often they do seek out a B Corp because they know there's trust behind what they do and what they claim.
Thank you very much. That's an amazing statement from my perspective, because it's not about the certification. It's about the movement and measuring yourself and improving. And that's the other thing why we did choose to become a B Corp, because it gives us a framework to measure our impact, and it forces us to continue improve our development.
Yeah, constant improvement's a really important one. And I think it's tough for certain businesses to figure out how they can constantly evolve. And that's a challenge that you took on to bring more purpose into your business, as I understand it.
Yeah, I thought for years how I can bring impact to tax consulting and accountancy. And that was a very tough call. And with the B Corp movement and way, we at least found some kind of way to create more impact in a good way, because we don't waste energy that much and do not produce things. And so talking to other people about the movement is what we think is great. But you're pretty new to B Lab. So how did you choose to become part of B Lab, and what's your story about that?
Well, as you can hear from my accent, I'm not the typical German. No, I originally come from Australia. I've been here for 6 years. I met my wife, Mutsterana, in Sydney, and found my way to Germany. And since years, I've been an entrepreneur and involved in sustainability and media and marketing. And I've been aware of the B Corp movement since 2011 when I was living in New York City. And my previous role was in working with climate change innovation. And yeah, I got an invite from B Lab Europe to come into B Lab Germany, because they knew I was an entrepreneur and they knew I wanted to, knew I like growing things and creating impact. And so I joined July last year, and I have to say it's my dream job. This sounds cheesy, but I really love every day that I do in this job.
That sounds amazing. And if you love what you work on, that makes you better and more convincing and successful. So
yeah.
Being from abroad and Australia and the US, what did you learn about German culture and German innovation and German sustainability impact after 1 year here?
Well, I mean, 6 years in Germany, but 1 year in this role specifically. I like how seriously Germans take things. Yeah, they're not getting caught in hype. They want to know the numbers. They want to know the facts. They want to get into something that's real. And if a German business owner can really understand that something is real, it's not greenwashing, then they're all about it and they'll go in deeper. So it's a bit like friendship in Germany. It can be a little bit hard at the start to what seem like make a friendship when you're an Ausländer in comparison to, say, the US or Australia. But sometimes those friendships in such places can be a bit superficial. But in Germany, once you break through that barrier, you really get a deep friendship and a deep level of trust. And I think that's the same in the business context.
That's funny because it surprises Germans all the time when they are in the US and everybody's so friendly and they think, why are they friends to me in the first second? But it's not meant that way. In Germany, it's the other way around. We become friendly later on and are not as open in the beginning. But thanks for that comparison. So we are here at an accounting exhibition and a tax consulting fair, which is not that sexy from the first impression. What do you think can German tax consultants, accountants, how do they relate to Impact and B Corp?
I mean, as I understand accounting, and I did a few accounting courses in my university life, it's a sector that's about measurement, but really about measurement what happened in the past. And at the best points is measuring what happened in the past to better project what will happen in the future. It's a management tool. It's very similar to what we do, impact management. It's measuring what has happened so you can take decisions on how to change that in the future. They're the same thing. We're just measuring different stuff at the moment. At the moment, accountants are measuring numbers and mostly numbers that are related to currency. But there's many other things you can measure. And that's what the B Corp impact, the business impact assessment tool is. And there's going to be more and more of that. We see that with laws coming through in from the European Parliament about businesses need to measure more things, specifically around sustainability. And that's where the huge opportunities are for accountants and for the tax industry. That's part of it. And then I'd say outside of that is our tax rules and the way that we evaluate things, they're all agreements. They're ideas that are agreements. And we just need to change some of our agreements. And that requires innovation and thinking about, well, how can we account for something differently on a balance sheet? And I don't mean accounting for it differently in the way Wirecard did. But looking at how we evaluate things like nature and other areas of impact in business and really attribute value to that.
That's a great statement. And you're right, that gives accountants and tax consultants who are fighting with AI to become more efficient or irrelevant a new purpose and an additional task to do. So why should accountants consider to become B Corps, or what's the opportunity for the accounting profession to get more involved in the movement?
Look, I'd say there's two points. One is the business point that it's a value add for your businesses, for your customers, yeah, for your clients. It's a value add that you understand this. As the B Corp movement gets more recognizable, it gives you a place where people will respect you more. It will be easier to attract staff. It already is easier to attract staff for B Corps. We have statistics showing that retention rates and attraction for B Corps is higher. It will become easier to attract capital and easier to attract customers. That's the business perspective. But from a personal perspective is, at the end of your career, what do you want to show? Yeah, you can have a lot of money in the bank. Maybe you have a lot of staff. But what do you really want to show and say to maybe your kids, grandkids, or anyone else around you, what you really helped achieve? And that could be helping many businesses transform.
Thank you. I have a talk starting in 2 weeks at All In Tax, which is a new initiative of the profession to get knowledge development together, where we talk about the sustainability and B Corp as an opportunity for the tax consulting industry or accounting industry. And thanks for your insights to that, which helped me leading that table and getting more movement into the discussion.
Uli, thank you for getting out there and waving the flag for us. I'm really impressed. Since we met last May in Amsterdam by chance, standing next to a bar, and that we're sitting here a year later, you've become a B Corp and one of our biggest fans and doing amazing work with your business. You have a fantastic team. And now you're actually our tax advisors. I find this wonderful. And last night I was actually at a B Corp meetup, ad hoc. Someone organized, hey, B Corps, B leaders in Cologne, short notice, can anyone come out? 20 people come out at 6 p.m. just to meet and hang out. None of them know each other. And one of them said to me, when you say that you're a B Corp, it's like this secret password where doors just unlock and suddenly people want to talk to you and they're friends. And it's not about trying to make business. It's just connecting and learning, and you'll open opportunities for each other. And that's, I think, what happened even last year when we met at the conference in Amsterdam. Everyone's there because they have the same values and they open up, and that's why we got talking, and that's why we're here now, because we have those same values.
Yeah, you are referring to the Be For Good Leaders Conference. Yes. In Amsterdam, which takes place this year.
Yes,
mid-May,
I think. Yeah, I think it's the 9th, around the 24th of May, I think, this year.
I was looking for new inspiration, and Marco, the founder of Be Lab Europe, did invite me to that conference, and it was amazing how open the communication was. The entire spirit was like startups entering into an adventure and really creating good. So it was an amazing conference from my perspective.
I think also important to remember there that it has a young, youthful startup feeling, this conference and the B Corp movement overall, but it isn't just for startups. We have many old established businesses, service businesses. It just has this optimistic, young, energetic feeling, which is open to anyone.
Yeah, and I did meet amazing people from large international corporates who understood the movement and want to change and do something good. So it's a good event to go there. So any last word to the community about you, B Corp?
I think
how should somebody start with it?
How should someone get involved?
In three short words.
Oh gosh. Three short words: join our open office hours. Yeah, go on our LinkedIn page, B-Lab Germany, and join our open office hours call. It's once a month, it's a webinar, and you can learn a bit more about what we do and how you can get started. And if you're interested in becoming a B Corp, we do a boot camp, which is a really great way for you to do it. One last thing, if I can add, even if you cannot become a B Corp and that's not your thing, there are so many great B Corp products and services out there, from BA Tax to Share to Tony's Chocolony. Support B Corps, buy from them, go on social media and ask your favorite brands, are you a B Corp? If you're going for a job, ask them, are you a B Corp? Ask your HR manager or your CEOs, are we a B Corp? Ask people, because that's what puts the seed in someone's mind to say, wow, maybe we should look into this. So that is how you can be a great ally for this movement.
Thank you very much. And for everybody who wants to consider that and start that, I was allowed by Mark Delat, a colleague from the Netherlands, who wrote a B Corp workbook to translate that into Germany. It's available on our BA Tax website. So download it and walk through it. It's an easy getting closer to the culture and understanding of B Corp and B Lab. Thank you very much, Andrew, for your time and your inspiration. It was a great pleasure.
Thank you for the invite. Wish you a great day ahead.
Thank you.
Wenn euch unsere Gespräche gefallen haben, hört gern wieder rein. Uns gibt's immer montags früh mit einer neuen Folge. So als guten Start in die Woche. Neu ist gut. Und wer uns kennenlernen möchte, Anmerkungen und Ideen hat, schreibt uns gern. Alles Gute.